Cincinnati voters could see several city charter amendments on the November ballot. You're listening to 91.7 WVXU on NPR One. I'm Jay Hanselman. A council committee discussed a number of proposals Tuesday and is likely to vote on some of them when it meets again in July. One that seems to have broad support deals with campaign finance. It would include contributions from limited liability companies toward individuals' $1,100 donation limit to city candidates. Alice Snyder is with the Women's City Club and supports the LLC proposal.
They can contribute a lot of money. So we applaud the effort to put this on the ballot and to limit what the LLCs can do. Hopefully, this will keep politicians accountable to ordinary citizens and not moneyed interests.
Voters could also be asked to again change the terms for city council members. One of those could be changing to staggered four-year terms. Right now, they serve 4 years, and they're all elected at the same time. Councilmember Greg Landsman says he's heard public support for staggering them. He explains how it could work in 2021, the next time there's another council election.
There would essentially be some candidates who were running for a two-year term, and four of those people would be elected, and then some candidates would be running for a four-year term, and five of those candidates would be elected.
There could also be another charter amendment to switch back to two-year terms. It's possible voters could be asked to consider both on the ballot. The one with the most support would take effect. Meanwhile, one proposal would allow city council to hold executive or closed sessions consistent with state law. Councilmember David Mann supports that.
Although we used to have the right to executive sessions because of what I think is a quirky legal decision that wasn't appealed, we don't have the right to have an executive session about anything.
Executive sessions allow private talks about personnel, legal matters, and contract discussions. Jay Hanselman, 91.7 WVXU.